DJ, you were out all last week. That's why we got the week of EA. So,
glorious week.
Hate that you weren't here, but loved what we got instead. And you were on vacation in California, living it up, partying with Pete DeBoer, I guess.
Yeah, Coach was out there.
I keep trying to talk Dutchie into going, but he doesn't want to leave the state yet.
Well, you got to ask for guys who aren't playing right now. Like, Sags was out there.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to go out there Hinsers. Mid-season.
Yeah.
He's got his face all broken.
Yeah. So, me, Coach, Sagan.
And Yuri Lettinen.
And Hinsers.
The Hinsers. We were all out there. Girlfriend was out there. Make a trip at least once or twice a year out to California.
See, I feel like you made a trip like this last year, right?
In April. Okay. Around my birthday, because I remember, because it was very similar circumstances in...
Bad Bunny?
That haven't seen Bad Bunny in like 5 years. It's been a while. But a year ago, the thing we went out there for was we stayed in Los Angeles and we went to a Dodgers game and we were doing all that. But that Dodgers game, there was a 2-hour rain delay and it rained almost the whole week that we were out there last week or last year. The 4 days that we were in San Diego... this trip last week, I don't know that it stopped raining for four straight days.
You're just like the guy in the cartoon where the cloud just follows you.
Yeah. It was over the plane. It was zooming with me the whole way there.
Mr. Ringenberg, can you please leave the field so we can continue the game?
So it did feel like some bad luck, but it was cold and rainy most of the days that I was there. But the weather was good for the main reason that we went out there this time. And the main reason we went... was to go to Joshua Tree National Park.
Okay.
Been wanting to go there.
Yeah. And it's one of the closest ones to San Diego where we have family, so it's easy to fly there. And then we drove the 2 to 3 hours over to Joshua Tree into the desert from San Diego. And the house that we rented was literally 3 miles from the north entrance of Joshua Tree.
Okay.
So it's like...
You didn't stay in the park. Is there any places you could have stayed in the park?
You can camp in the park. I'm not sure if there are cabins. There might be cabins. It's not quite like Yosemite or okay. one like that.
This wasn't some kind of U2-related festival?
They have an album called Joshua Tree. Yeah. I think, so it would be standard reason that you'd be going there for U2 purposes. But...
Answer the question. Was that out there?
He's very confused.
I don't know that I have the energy even to answer the question.
Are you much of a camper normally? Like, would that ever come up?
I think I would under certain circumstances if the weather was absolutely perfect.
It's not going to be wherever you're going.
It's never going to be. So I don't.
Rain magnet.
So we pay extra for the Airbnb. Yeah, I don't want it to rain in the desert like that. I don't want it to flood the desert. But overall, as far as what I was expecting for Joshua Tree National Park, way cooler than I expected.
Okay, because when I see pictures of it, I assume it all looks just like the generic photo of a Joshua tree, and that's just the entirety of it.
And there was a lot of that, like where you'll just be driving for 15 to 20 minutes because there's different hiking paths and different rock formations and stuff that they have highlighted that you go see.
Handicap accessible?
Buddy, this was not your trip.
Oh.
Man, I've been writing... the current administration to get some ramps out there.
Just been lobbying hard.
They're not funding national parks. I got bad news for you.
Yeah, just put an elevator out there or a lift.
A lift. If you could see the geography of the national park, it's not very conducive to the handicap.
Put a burrow service out there or something at least.
Boy, that poor donkey. The donkeys in the queue are just waiting. They're counting out who's in line waiting for a ride.
Go ahead.
They break through the enclosure. No. See them all snapping their own necks.
They all jump off a cliff. Just run off the cliff to not have to carry
I'm not lots doing of- it. I'm not letting them snap my legs in the sawdust.
But the cool part, I think, was that there was a lot of choose your own adventure. I would say, depending on where you went, because there was a lot of places where you could just kind of climb the rocks and then you can keep going and keep going and keep going. And it gets progressively more difficult the higher up you go, and you know, you have to get back down, you have to figure it out. But it was kind of cool where there would be the areas that were where everybody was, and you take the picture and, you know, just the touristy places, but then you can just kind of go and explore as much as you want.
So you had free reign to go anywhere? I know Denali was highlighting that when I went there, that you literally can walk anywhere in the park and they won't stop you.
Yes. Okay, as far as I could tell, you could go anywhere, but I also, like, if you started walking in one direction too far and turn around, you realize everything kind of looks the same.
That's my fear about going out there, is just once you've seen 10 minutes of it, you've seen the whole thing.
Yeah. There's a little bit to that. There's different places you could go. Like, for instance, there was one place that we were looking at, actually, whenever I thought we got some bad news, which we'll talk about the dog here in just a second. But there was a place called the Hall of Horrors in it, to where you can literally walk.
You rethinking your trip out there?
I knew y'all would like it, yeah.
Hey, whore.
What do I Google for this?
Hall of Horrors, as I just said, in Joshua Tree.
Oh.
And it's basically like a big rock formation where you can narrowly walk through it. You know, it's just this natural, cool thing that's out in the middle of
nowhere. Ooh, Monty would not like this.
It's not Monty friendly at all. But I do bring this one up because we were going through this actually on our second day out there. And when you're in the park, there's absolutely zero cell phone service.
I was going to say, how's the Wi-Fi out there? Did you pay for the upgrade?
Poor to quite poor.
Yeah, how long did it take for your DoorDash to get all the way out there?
How am I going to watch my lobster videos?
Why did it take an hour for my Frito burritos to get out here? Bro, I'm not tipping you.
I want a comp on this.
So, Wi-Fi is terrible.
Is someone to plug in my air fryer?
My air fryer? I'm not ham. So, on, let's see, what day? Tuesday. It was on Sunday. Damn. Going through the park, we're at that place, we're having a good time. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I check my phone, and my aunt is watching our house while we're gone and watching the dog.
Tia?
God, Tia. Tia Rosie. Thank you. So she's there, and she's taking care of the dog. We never had any problem with the dog. I just happened to check my phone in the middle of the park where there's no service. There's text message from her saying, please call me as soon as possible. There's a voicemail of her calling frantically, like, call me back as soon as you can. There's messages from my parents.
Oh, no.
You need to call your aunt right now.
Get out of this Hall of Horrors and get to a phone.
Well, and they also don't know that we're in the park at this time. They have no idea about cell phone service. So they're trying to contact us, and they can't get in contact with us at all. So they...
I imagine your mind immediately goes to the worst possible scenarios.
Well, and I only am the one that gets the message. So girlfriend is having good time, and we're in the middle of this thing where we're going to have to hike back to the car even. It's going to be like a 20 or 30 minute hike back to the car. And then to get anywhere where there's cell phone service, it's going to be at least another 30 minute drive or whatever. So I'm seeing these messages and I'm panicking kind of in my head because it's like, do I need to, and the other thing with it is the timestamp on these, they were sent, it seemed like, about an hour before I had gotten them. So by the time we get to anywhere where we're going to be able to call them and get in contact, it's going to be over 2 hours from whenever they were all frantically trying to get in contact.
So hopefully they didn't need you guys
right.
to help in
exactly. some way. Exactly. And, you know, the only thing we figured it could have been that they would have frantically been calling over was something with the dog.
Man, you were Joel Genesta with 9/11 again.
Like, you would have been pretty upset if they were all calling you to ask for, like, your Hulu password.
Or, like, where we'd store the peanut butter right. or whatever. Like,
well,
yeah.
Well, that would have been a problem with the dog
cage.
Exactly. We figure, though, you know, again, you're right. They wouldn't have been trying to reach out unless it was something somewhat serious. So I have to tell her, are you getting these messages? No. Well, I think something's going on with the dog. So we need to, like, go figure it out, obviously. So whenever you're driving back, though, in a situation like that to where you're just waiting for the signal, you know what I mean? You're just checking the phone, just waiting until something is going to be able to go out.
And I definitely, in my mind at this point, would have been thinking of every worst case thing that could have happened. Like,
and there's no confirmation any way or another because it was left so vague.
So vague.
Yeah.
Completely vague. So our thinking is the thing that makes the most sense is the dog got out and she can't get her back inside. And if you know our neighborhood, then the dog could potentially get out of the gate of the neighborhood. And then,
oh, we're in a gated neighborhood.
Shut
huh?
up. And it's a very busy street right there.
Yeah, it could go to the ballpark.
Yeah. So the thinking is that the dog is trapped outside or whatever, and they can't get her back in, and it's this huge deal. And not that there's anything we can do in this situation.
I was just saying,
I don't know
expecting
what
y'all to,
all right, we'll
to
turn
call the dog and
again,
yourself.
Though, why would they be calling? Only something serious would they be calling us.
Yeah.
Like this. So it's just this long, you know, everyone in the car knows we're with her sister and, you know, stuff. So
Hermana.
Everybody, thank you. And then, gracias. And then, so it's just this, you know, this pall over everybody in the car that we're thinking that we're racing to get this terrible news
yeah.
about the dog. And then we're just, you know, we're 2 or 3 days into this week long trip or whatever. What are we going to do here? And yeah, everything. So we finally get to cell phone service. Finally get the call to connect. There are a couple of false starts because you're in service, you call, but you can't hear
yeah.
anything.
Boy, I hope this is something spare.
It's DJ, sir.
So you know. The yeah. dog, we finally connect. She said, well, it's raining here and the dog wouldn't come in from the backyard and I didn't know what to do.
What?
So it was getting rained on?
So the dog was not handling us being gone
so
well, I guess.
Protesting.
Yeah.
Protesting by being in the back corner of the backyard in the rain.
Dumb dog.
Just idiot of a dog. Just the dumbest dog, but just the only way she knows how to protest, I guess, is just being a huge pain whenever we're not there.
That's a nonviolent form of protest. That's pretty progressive yeah. of your dog.
Trying to roll that back.
You're the
here
Gandhi of dogs.
So my dad had to drive
Rosa Parks.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I had no idea the cultural significance that I had.
Yeah.
Sleeping in yeah. the dog bed next to us. So my dad, so I'm like, oh, and that's it. The dog didn't escape. The dog doesn't have cholera.
It hasn't
the
been
dog,
attacked or
yeah,
bitten
there
by anything.
Wasn't a wolf that was loose in the backyard. No, your dad came over and got her back inside.
Carried her inside.
Did you try to focus a little bit?
It's like, okay, well, I appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
But again, what could I have done?
Right.
Don't know what I could have done.
Yeah, you are probably like making, like, do we go back? Do we?
Yes.
I mean what we could do? Cancel the rest of the trip. We could partially get a refund.
Do we get our money back? Do we try to look up tickets to fly back now?
Hey, the dog's just outside.
Yeah.
I'm sure my dad was real beaten having to drive across town from Duncanville over
there. Why don't you just let it in?
Yeah, having to use one of his furlough days from...
yeah. He's got enough... You got to request it from the judge.
You
got to expedite it. So ultimately, it turned out to be okay.
Ankle monitor keeps going off.
And you take the good news over anything. But,
yeah.
but at that point, it's like, the day's kind of shot now. You know,
how?
It's kind of like...
Well,
he
had to drive back.
It ruined it early. Yeah, it ended early.
Yeah.
So we had to get home and punish the dog, you know, whenever I got home for ruining the vacation. And,
oh.
You know.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't want to know his dog punishment if we know what he does to please his dog.
He probably makes a dog watch their pig mask yeah. activities. Well, I'm glad that it ended up working out because.
Yeah, I'm glad your dog's fine.
I feel like a tiny amount of that, like, almost terror. Because Ham saw this week, like, probably 4 or 5 times since I started producing the Sweet Spot, have I gotten a call from a family member during the show, while we're on air.
And they know what we do for a living, so...
And they yeah. know that I'm only on from 1 to 3, and that they don't call me. So if I see that my phone is ringing, and it's a family member calling me, like, something bad's happened.
Yes,
and
of
so
course.
That happened this week... Where I see it, like, you know, 1:55, the phone's ringing, it's my dad. You know, my dad and my mom live a couple hours away in Jacksonville. And I was like, oh, no, what's going on? And I answer the phone, and it was exactly what I said from a few minutes ago. He was like, hey, what's the Hulu password again?
This could have been a text.
What? Why are you calling me?
Well, mom's not dead? Like, you're sure?
I have a two-hour shift. Dude, can Hulu wait okay? 2 hours?
And I was like, Dad, I'm at work right now. Oh, yeah.
Well, can you send
me? Yeah, well, I already got you on the phone.
Yeah, so. And I'm trying to watch now.
I don't know. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, my mom will do the annoying thing. My mom will just send...
Call me.
She'll just send... Sometimes she'll do that.
I hate that.
Sometimes she'll just send a crying face emoji.
What?
And she's not somebody that sends that as, like, laughing.
When she's sad.
Yeah, it's something sad. What happened? You're crying? Is somebody dead? What?
Yeah.
No, I heard a Monty joke and made me laugh.
She didn't get enough.
It's nothing. It's never anything.
They didn't get enough masa at the store.
the supplies were short. I had to make it at home.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good trip, and I'm glad they ended up working out, and your dog sounds awesome.
I missed.
Messing up your day like that.
I missed so much. We didn't even talk about tennis. Went to tennis tournament.
We skipped that.
We got a whole week.
We do have the whole week.